This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. The town of Basalt and Eagle County have a strained relationship stemming from the county approving developments just outside of the town limits. At a work session on Tuesday, the two governments considered a possible remedy. Wyatt Orm was there and joins me in the studio. Hi, Wyatt.
Hi, Zoe.
So what would this remedy look like?
Well, they heard from the town of Estes Park, which could serve as a model going forward. Randy Hunt, who's the community development director for Estes Park, presented at the meeting, and he talked about the unique relationship that Estes Park has with the county that it sits in, which is Larimer County. Instead of the town and county having their own respective zoning, in the 1990s, they decided to draw a new boundary, which included the town and parts of the county that are just outside of the town. The town and the county together worked out what appropriate development should look like. They defined what are called zoning districts, basically what kind of buildings can go where, how many of them, and so forth.
If Eagle and Basalt used a similar model, what would the advantages be?
Well, it's supposed to eliminate what's called jurisdiction shopping, and that's where a developer looks at the town's zoning requirements and then the county's, and they say, we didn't really like the town's requirements, so let's go with the county. This happens again and again, and suddenly a lot of development is happening outside of the town, often much to the town's chagrin. So the idea is to create more uniformity in a particular area instead of the line between a town and a county being a line basically between two very different sets of rules.
So what was the mood in the room like? Were people intrigued?
Yeah, they were. But this is really just food for thought. Randy Hunt, the presenter from Estes Park, said that developing a partnership like this takes a lot of time. You need to get everything right. But yeah, ultimately, if a system like this were in place, it would give Basalt more say over what happens just outside its boundaries.
Does Basalt currently have no say over what the county approves or denies?
No, they don't. They can urge the county one way or the other, but they don't have any jurisdiction, obviously. And a partnership like this would give them that. It would give them jurisdiction, which they'd share with the county.
Thanks, Wyatt.
You're welcome.